good morning, Grand Cities. I'm Dale Coolis, and we are GFBS Grand Forks Best Source. It is September 12th, 2023, and it's time for your Tuesday morning update. Brought to you by the Circle of Friends Animal Shelter. Or if you're thinking about a new pet to complete your family, why not adopt? Please contact the Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks. Your new adopted family member will be spayed or neutered, microchip ID'd, and up to date with shots, and it will be ready to come to its new forever home. Circle of Friends is also accepting dog and cat food donations, along with donations for cat litter, towels, washcloths, small fleece blankets, and so much more. If you'd like to help pets in need, please go visit their website, cofpets.com. Circle of Friends is also hiring. Make your family complete by adopting. Visit the Circle of Friends Animal Shelter at their new location on South Washington Street across from Paradiso, or give them a call at 701-775-3732. Well, today's forecast will see sunny skies with a high of 69 and a low of 41 degrees today. Well, in the news, a claim issued from a North Dakota bank stated that parties with ownership stakes in the Columbia Mall of Grand Forks have defaulted on a loan. And as per documents that were filed in a foreclosure case in district court, the bank is planning to take the matter to court in 2024. First International Bank and Trust of Watford City, North Dakota, is the plaintiff and alleges that defendants Jameson, Carlson, and Kuntz are $1,273,790 behind on rent. As stated in the court documents, the parties issued a promissory note to pay the loan's principal sum of $1,237,500 at an annual interest rate of 4.25% on June 30th of 2021. On April 23rd, the bank declared the entire amount of the loan due, which has a current principal balance of $1,273,790.95, and that balance is also including accrued late charges and interest. Well, the East Grand Forks Water and Light Company issued a release stating that they will be performing system maintenance tomorrow, September 13th, starting after 8:30 a.m. and with a maintenance lasting until noon. This will interrupt the power to East Grand Forks Water and Light customers west of 8th Avenue Northwest and north of 23rd Street Northwest. Well, a Rugby resident has perished and a Towner citizen was injured after a pickup rolled in McHenry County about 4 miles north of Towner. Statements from the State Patrol said they came upon the scene around 7:30 a.m. Sunday morning. The pickup went off the road and into the ditch, and there were two men in the pickup, with one of them being ejected. 46-year-old Joey Mattern died in the accident, and 47-year-old Ryan Anderson of Towner sustained major injuries and was taken to a Rugby hospital. Neither individual was wearing a seatbelt. Well, that song means it's time for us to tell you all about the Daily Dish today going on at Moe's Cafe in the Grand Cities Mall. Today's special at Moe's Cafe is a hash brown covered mushroom and Swiss omelet with roasted potatoes and a side of toast, all for just $10. Sounds like an awesome breakfast, and it is going on today at Moe's Cafe. They're just down the hall from us in the Grand Cities Mall. They're a one-of-a-kind sit-down diner. Open Tuesday through Friday from 7 to 3 and on weekends from 8 to 2. Bring a friend for breakfast or lunch. You will love it. Well, two citizens of Grand Forks, Benjamin Alfred and Neva Arian, are being alleged of a shoplifting attempt at the Grand Forks Walmart and are now facing felony theft charges for reportedly attempting to steal products worth approximately $1,700. This occurred on September 1st and was captured on the store's video surveillance system. Alfred and Arian were held in the store's office where the police made the arrest. Now, both Alfred and Arian could face legal penalties if convicted under the felony theft law of North Dakota. Well, September 18th will be the day that the City of Grand Forks is currently planning to reveal their newly renovated City Council chambers. The $1.8 million remodel project will feature upgraded tech, additional natural lights, improved seating and sight lines, and newly renovated restrooms. This will be the first remodel to the chamber since 1992. And in sports, In high school sports, in volleyball, Haddon Northwood defeated Larimore 3-0. In boys soccer, tonight at 7 p.m., we'll see Grand Forks Central taking on Fargo South on the road. And Grand Forks Red River will be home hosting Fargo North, also at 7 p.m. In girls soccer, yesterday saw East Grand Forks Senior High and Alexandria tie 1-1. In college sports, in hockey, the NCHC announced their preseason all-conference team with UND forwards Jackson Blake and Reese Gaber making the all-conference team. In football, after last weekend's win against Northern Arizona, UND football climbed two spots to rank number 13 in the updated AFCA FCS poll, while also going up three spots in the Stats FCS poll to be ranked number 14. In Major League Baseball, despite home runs from Max Kepler and Royce Lewis, the Minnesota Twins fell to the Tampa Bay Rays last night 4-7. The Twins and the Rays will make another go of it tonight at 6:40 p.m. And with that, we will wrap your Tuesday morning update after some words from our friends at the Mayor's Back the Badge Ride.
Save the date and register for the Mayor's Back to Badge Ride on September 14th. Come by the event, join the ride, and come out on the parade route. Show your support for the brave men and women who keep us safe and make us proud every single day. Register your UTV, ATV, motorcycle, go-kart, or even scooter by going to the Eventbrite page or at the Grand Cities Mall parking lot starting at 4:30. There'll be music, food and beverages. The Rydell Toy Shop will have some awesome cars on display, and there's things to do for the entire family with a 50-50 raffle, too. It's the third annual Mayor's Back to Badge Ride, Thursday, September 16th at the Grand Cities Mall. Go to the Eventbrite page to find out more. Show your support.
Well, coming up later today on GFBS is the Great Reset at 11 a.m. with producer Paul filling in as your host today for the latest and greatest from around the world. At 1 p.m., Grand Forks Public Information Officer John Bernstrom will be in the studio to host the latest episode of City Chatter with guest Ken Veen from the Grand Forks City Council. As always, if you can't tune in live, listen to our shows anytime, anywhere by searching Grand Forks Best Source or GFBS on your favorite podcast or social media app. And with that, many thanks to producer Paul. And remember to like, share, tag, and follow GFBS. We thank you for having us part of your morning, and we wish you all a safe and happy day. Yo, the Grand Cities are a superb place. Grand Forks Best Source is giving them an identity again.